You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
Although Bill Bruford played drums with Yes and stayed with King Crimson up until 1996, he thinks the heyday of progressive rock has long passed.
Progressive rock was a genuinely interesting phase of popular music. I don't think it lasted forever. I think it had a great time from about 68 to about 1975. After that, I didn't think there was much to it, and it was time to move on. I'm very unsentimental.
Sentimental might be the theme of his book, the modestly titled Bill Bruford, The Autobiography. It's a sardonic and shattering look at life in the upper echelons of rock. He's been on platinum-selling albums and headlined arena tours, but Bill Bruford says he never aspired to be a rock star. After reading A.B. Spellman's Four Lives in the Bebop Business, Bruford's teenage life changed.
Well, that book frightened the hell out of me, or excited the heck out of me, when I was about 16.
He was seduced by the romantic allure of the pure jazz artist, especially drummers.
Somehow, the magic of drumming, I got it from there. I didn't get it from the Beach Boys. I didn't get it from the Beatles. What I got the magic of drumming from was Art Blakey. Watching guys like that on television, who had such command and authority from a drum set. The drummer was in control from the back by some mysterious series of commands that I didn't really understand as a 13-year-old. I still don't understand it. No, I do now. Now I understand it.
On his way to understanding, Bill Bruford helped change rock music drumming.
Rock used to be three chords and the truth. But of course, I'm one of those guys from Britain who always said, what if we make it four chords and put it in 5/4?
Bill Bruford came to renown with Yes, the venerable British progressive rock group. But at the peak of their fame, with the landmark album Close to the Edge, Bill Bruford left Yes and signed on with King Crimson, the band led by guitarist Robert Fripp.
I preferred King Crimson. I thought they were much hipper. I thought the sound of the group was much filthier, much more grown up, much more X-rated, you know. And I always wanted to be in King Crimson. I also thought Yes was a very lightweight group.
Bill Bruford had three runs with King Crimson between 1972 and 1996. During the late 70s, after the first Crimson breakup, Bruford became something more than a drummer. His solo albums and a CD with another progressive rock band, UK, revealed his talents as both a conceptualist and a writer. No one realized this more than Dave Stewart, who had played with Egg, Hatfield and the North, National Health, and the Bruford Band.
Yeah, well, I co-wrote with Bill, and Bill would tend to edit my compositions. I mean, he'd kind of take sections and move them around and take other sections out. And I thought if he was going to do that, I'd probably be happy if it started off as a co-composition anyway. And then I wouldn't be so kind of proud of the form, because, you know, I could be pretty sure that the form that I originally conceived would not be used.
Most of the endeavors chronicled in Bill Bruford's book, he usually became unsettled and unsatisfied. He was unhappy with the personalities and music direction of Yes, disgruntled with the rigors of organization and touring with his own band. He was kicked out of UK over artistic differences, and in King Crimson, it was the emotional distance of Robert Fripp. Bruford describes the guitarist as sitting off to one side of the stage, eyes focused to a point on the floor, 6 feet in front, just to the left, rarely looking up.
It is a little unnerving. A guy who appears so disengaged or so unwilling to be present is a disconcerting and unsettling act, if you like. Maybe it's an act, maybe it isn't, I don't know, but it is disconcerting.
When Bruford left King Crimson in 1996, it allowed him to pursue his true love, jazz, the sound that first inspired him as a teenager. Since the mid-80s, he had been working with his own brainy jazz group, Earthworks. For Bruford, Earthworks represent a more pure form of music making.
I don't find making music easy. There's a fairly long description of Earthworks making a modern jazz album. The kind of record that's made here frequently, and jazz musicians make all the time, 2 or 3 days to record, 2 or 3 days to mix. And it's a performance album, you know, and it's all about performance and some thoroughbred, very talented thoroughbred musicians in a studio together. And it's not a picnic. But at the end of it, the warm feelings from the music are unbelievably strong.
As he heads toward 60, Bill Bruford says he's calling it quits. No more touring or recording.
Let's put it like this. I started as a rock drummer. I did indeed become a jazz drummer. But I think after 41 years of practice at a drum set, that it's probably a good time to hear other people now. I've given lots, and I'm not sure that there's much more for me to give. I'm happy to leave it at what I have done.
Typical of Bill Bruford, a musician who has never taken the predictable path, his final album is a modern classical outing with an English avant-garde ensemble called Piano Circus.
I'm sort of the jazz drummer who used to be a rock drummer being directed by a classical composer, and we're playing music with sort of four pianos. But no, I have no plans beyond that to do fresh recordings.
In these days, when musicians are constantly coming out of retirement and performing endless goodbye tours, there are many who doubt Bill Bruford will be away for too long. He's just released two collections of his solo work, Winterfold Collection, 1978 to 1986, and the Summerfold Collection, 1987 to 2008. His book is Bill Bruford, The Autobiography, published by Jawbone Press. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.